A manufactured home park in Fairhaven is slated to close on September 1st, leaving residents there scrambling to find new housing. Closures like this one are fairly rare, but the pressures leading up to it are common. And here to tell us more is Vermont Public's Carly Berland. Hi there, Carly.
Hey, Mary.
Can you tell us what led us to this particular closure in the first place?
This park has been having trouble for years. The owner is named Rodney White. He died over a decade ago, and now his estate is out of money. Its primary asset is the park, called the Green Mountain Mobile Manor. It owes the town of Fairhaven well over $100,000 in unpaid property taxes and water bills. Local officials say they've had to intervene to repair water and sewer lines, and the estate administrator says only around half of the 20 lots in the park are currently occupied, and not all tenants are paying their rent on their lots. So the estate approached state officials basically asking for permission to shut down this park, and fairly quickly. And the state said yes. They're letting the estate close the park in under 6 months. That's that September 1st date, waiving an 18-month notice period in state law. State officials cite health and safety concerns for residents and a desire not to force them out of housing during the winter.
Okay, so residents here, though, they're staring down that eviction in September. How are they faring?
So I visited the park earlier this month and spent the afternoon with Hope Turry. Her family of seven moved into the park a year ago. It was close to relatives, and they couldn't beat the price. The home cost just $15,000. What Turry didn't know at the time was the estate administrator and state officials were already talking about closing the park. Now, she and her kids don't want to leave.
It's a lot of changes. And I mean, they just moved a year ago. They shouldn't have to move again. We were supposed to settle down here for a while and stay in Fairhaven.
Contractors have told Turry her home can't be hauled away on a truck. And while she and other residents have been directed to resources to buy new homes, neither the estate nor state government are required to compensate them for their existing houses. For many, their most valuable asset.
And Carly, do we know that, or we do know that parks straight up closing, that's kind of rare. Is this case, though, a total outlier?
Not completely. The state has been seeing an uptick in parks going up for sale. In 2025, the owners of 17 parks told the state they plan to sell their properties. That's the most since the state started keeping digital records in 2008. Officials say there are a couple key drivers here. Many of the state's over 200 manufactured home parks were established in the 1960s and 70s. As park owners die, families aren't always eager to take over, and deferred maintenance often piles up. In smaller parks like Green Mountain Mobile Manor, keeping up with those repairs to roads and water lines is only harder because there are fewer people to spread that financial load. And the owners of these homes and parks are particularly vulnerable. You know, they own their houses, which are some of the most affordable housing in the state, but they don't own the land underneath them, which really raises the stakes when parks change hands or shut down.
Yeah. Do the park residents have any kind of protection here?
They do. You know, the state has tried to protect these kinds of homeowners by giving them some unique privileges. One of those is the right of first refusal to cooperatively purchase parks themselves. In this case in Fairhaven, the residents tried to organize a collective purchase, but their plan didn't pan out before the estate was legally allowed to move forward with the closure. A staffer at an organization that helps manufactured home parks form co-ops told me, you know, this option really only works at larger parks where there are enough residents to share the work of operating their park as volunteers. But Hope Turry is still holding out hope that she and her neighbors might be able to pull this off and keep their homes.
That's Report for America Corps member Carly Berland. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and for Vermont Public. Carly, thanks so much.
You got it.